Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I am Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and put on those safety bars, because we won't be doing that for you. Episode 55.
That's double nickels.
We're staying alive.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
I see more voiceover work.
Yes, Craig's voiceover. Has anybody signed you away from us yet, Craig?
Due to legal ramifications, I cannot say.
Capitol Records, maybe.
Hey.
RCA.
Hey, boys.
Cola.
Bring out the stretch limo for everybody.
We're going to need a super stretch. Episode 55, What Would You Wait? Return of the Wait. And that's W-A-I-T, no. Not W-E-I-G-H-T. And
last time we did this, I thought it was way.
Yeah, you thought it was what would you weigh?
Yes.
Craig, how's your week going thus far? This is a special Thursday bonus episode. Good week so far?
Been a pretty good week so far, yeah. Just counting down the days till July 14th.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, Dawson 16th.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's all right. The Grim Grinning Guys will be on site, on location in the beautiful
Panama City Beach.
No. Walt Disney World.
Oh God.
We will be staying at
Don Chesser Resort and Spa.
No. We'll be staying at what resort are we staying at?
French Quarter.
So we'll be eating beignets every morning, right? It's gonna be a lot of fun, guys.
July the 14th.
How much fun? Y'all are going to try to have all the fun before I get there.
Yeah, by the time
there,
you
right?
get there, we'll be just hanging at the pool.
Yeah. Hey, that'll be fun.
Well, we will have to be up. We'll have to leave our house at like 2 o'clock, 2:30.
I thought we'd just go sleep in your car.
Good luck.
Sorry, I like hyperventilated right there.
Can we just sleep on the plane? Can we go ahead and get on there like it early that morning?
I always want to take a red eye to Orlando, even though it's just an hour and a half flight.
But you take a red eye, but then you can't get anywhere once you get there. Can you check in at any hour? I guess you can, can't you?
I think they would. I think they'd let you check in. I don't know where you'd go.
Derek, what's a few things we got planned for our trip? Can we talk about that just real quick?
Sure. We've got probably the biggest thing is we're going to do Disney After Hours.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You and Craig are.
Yeah.
Yes, Craig.
Sorry,
and
sorry, Matthew.
And actually, I was
have
looking,
fun.
I was looking at us doing a early morning magic, too, the next morning.
Hey, but we can do it.
But I've because tickets are still available.
We also, I imagine during this time, if we can, we're going to hook up with Josh, aren't we?
Yes. As of now, we're scheduled to have dinner with Josh at Spice Road Table in Epcot, as we said on the last episode. The one.
So not only can they meet the three Grim Grinning Guys.
Oh, he may not want us. He may not want his name to get out there.
Oh, okay.
He may have paparazzi flocking to Spice Road.
They will be knocking down the door at Spice Road. It's going to be an awesome, awesome trip, and I look forward to it. Our annual Grim Grinning Guys getaway.
We're also going to be checking out Toy Story Land. We've got a fast pass for Slinky Dog
Slinky
Coaster.
Dog,
and
that we got, what, Friday? It was.
I don't know. You scored it for us, Derek.
We also have Flight of Passage fast passes.
And we're going to meet Derek's favorite character, Launchpad McQuack.
Only if the wait is 5 minutes or less.
Which brings us back to today's episode.
Perfect segue.
Yes. You may recall in episode 31, we asked the question, what would you wait?
I wouldn't. Oh, sorry. I thought we were sorry.
And one of the questions Craig asked was, if you could meet any character, what would it be and how long would you wait? Derek picked, of all the characters, Launchpad McQuack. He would wait, what, 10 minutes?
Just yeah,
10 minutes.
Yeah,
and
long.
Now Launchpad is at Animal Kingdom.
What about
so
that?
We are going to, it's like they heard your cry, Derek.
You think somebody actually listened to our episode?
No, not at all. I think it's total luck.
Oh.
But we are going to go meet Launchpad McQuack to fulfill Derek's lifelong dream.
Honestly, I think I'd rather meet the dinosaur Chippendale.
I'd rather meet Scrooge McDuck.
I'm going to say that somebody at Disney just wants our dream to come true.
So. I don't think we're going to be there for the dancing dino dancerama or whatever it is, but I think we're going to see the new Up show. Is that correct?
I hope not.
What? What?
I hope so. That way we can tell all of our listeners about it.
2-1.
Okay, I'll
go. By the time Matthew gets there, we'll be too tired to do anything anyway.
That's right.
Matthew, we're just going to sit on this bench.
People watch.
So that brings us to episode 55. What would you wait? The return of the wait.
Return of the wait.
Once again.
Very catchy. Where are you, music executives?
Craig is a future star.
Okay, so how do we start this puppy?
Just like we did last time, we'll each ask two questions. What would you be willing to wait for this experience? It can be a ride, it can be a show, it can be a meal, it can be a hotel, it can be anything. What would you wait?
Wait, what are you waiting on a hotel for?
Experience this? Remember, he waited like 2 weeks for the bungalow. Oh,
yeah. To get the bungalows for $100 a night.
That's right.
You put a lot of ifs in there.
Huh?
If. I'd wait two weeks if...
If you could do this for...
It was $100 a night. And
all right, who's going to start us off here?
I'll start us off.
All right.
And I'm going to ask the question, gentlemen, what would you wait to ride Rockin' Roller Coaster at Disney's Hollywood Studios? How long would you be willing to wait to ride that ride?
And again, can we preface this by telling all of our listeners... Our wait times are kind of skewed because we're not used to waiting.
Yes, we don't like to wait.
And we don't wait very long because we know how to plan.
And so, as we said on episode 31, ideally we don't want to wait. But if you had to wait.
Right.
Like if you had to ride Rockin' Roller Coaster.
No fast passes. You just have to wait.
Fast pass is not an option. Rope drop is not an option. How long, if you walk by, the sign says this amount, how long would you be willing to wait? Craig, how long would you be willing to wait to ride Rockin' Roller Coaster?
It's kind of tricky because... You're in the shade most of the wait, and then you actually get inside in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to wait a little bit longer probably than usual for that. And it's got the good pre-show, and it's got a lot of things to keep you busy. I'm going to say 52 minutes.
52. Why? That's very specific.
It's 53, I'm done.
Why? So why 50... So why do you feel so strongly about waiting that long?
Again, because you're in the queue. There's air conditioning for the most part of it. Once you get up,
there's not much else to do at Hollywood Studios.
That's another key.
Yeah. 52 minutes. Very interesting. Yeah,
I mean, all joking aside, probably around 50 minutes, 45 to 50 minutes. I wouldn't mind waiting that long for it.
Derek,
so I can get in the stretch limo.
There you go. Super stretch.
Super stretch.
I can't wait to hear what Derek says.
How long? He's about twice as long as I.
Ah.
I'm in the 25 minute range.
25 minutes. Why is that?
Well, I'm known for my patience.
That's true.
And that's about the longest I've waited for anything so far.
And that's a testament to your planning, dude.
Yes, 25 minutes, and I don't really have a reason why. It's just, again, if I'm having to wait in line, I'd rather wait in line eating. What is your wait time?
As soon as I asked the question, I immediately 30 minutes came to mind. I'm right there kind of with you, Derek. It's a great ride. Craig, the fact that it's so short, I mean, close to an hour, that's a long time to invest in a ride that's a minute and a half tops. But I mean, it's an awesome ride. Love Rockin' Roller Coaster. The first 10 seconds of the ride is worth that wait to me. But I'm thinking about 30 minutes. I think 30 minutes is reasonable. It's a really good ride. And again, if I hadn't been so spoiled throughout the years with planning and fast passes and whatnot, I'd probably say a lot longer. But 30 minutes is what I'm thinking.
Okay. So
that's what I'd wait. Listener, feel free to chime in, comment. What would you wait to ride these rides, experience these attractions? Craig, you want to go next?
I'll go next. What would you wait? I'm just going to go just right next door. What would you wait for Tower of Terror?
Oh, another ride. Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
Derek, why don't you lead us off on this one?
I would be willing to wait a little longer than Rockin' Roller Coaster. So I'm going to say 35 minutes. I'm going to wait 10 minutes longer. The line is not as cool with the, I mean, cool temperature-wise with being shaded. Though It is shady on the outside.
Yeah. Now here's a question, Derek, because this is something you and I have debated. Do you consider the ride starting when you get on the elevator?
The ride starting?
Like, oh, would you consider
the wait time?
Here we go. We had this discussion last time we three were there, and this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going ahead and just preface you. This is going to be a knockdown drag out between these two.
It's not.
Here we go.
It's when you get on the ride vehicle.
Okay. So for Derek, it's when you get on the actual elevator, right?
It is.
I think, for me, the attraction starts when you enter the library. I think the library, I know it's technically part of this pre-show, but if we're going by your evaluation, Derek, then that even adds more to my argument. I'd be willing to wait 60 minutes.
Okay, wait. If we're saying, and we had this discussion again, so Haunted Mansion, when does it start? When you step in the elevator?
I think it's when you're in the stretching room.
In the stretching room, same difference. Yeah.
See, to me, it's when you're...
Yours is when you're on the new
movie. When you get moving.
Okay.
I don't know. That, for me, I get...
I mean, it's part... It's, to me, it's just a part of the line.
It is. You're right.
I mean, it's not... It's part of the line, not part of the attraction. I don't know that makes sense.
No, it does. It does. It's,
yeah. For me, though, like...
You enjoy it so much.
Yeah, I love the library because I'm a big Twilight Zone fan. Mm-hmm. And so once I'm in the library, I feel like I am in the attraction. So for that reason, I'm going to say an hour. I would wait an hour. I think the outdoor portion of the queue is awesome. And you're getting, I mean, whereas Rock and Roller Coaster is a minute and a half, that ride's, what, 5 minutes long by the time you get on the elevator and get off. I mean, it's a lengthy attraction with a great pre-show. I love Tower Terror.
And the detail in the... In the rooms themselves.
Oh, yeah. The Tower of Terror is phenomenal. Top to bottom, awesome attraction. So I'd wait an hour. I can even see myself maybe waiting longer than an hour, depending on what else I had going on. So, Craig, what about you?
I'm probably going to be around that time, too. Run around like I was for Rock and Roller Coaster. Probably around 50 minutes to an hour. Same way. I mean, once you get in, it's got a long queue, a long wait, and there's always things to see. When you step in the library... There's so many things around there. If you look around, so many little details and so many hidden things. And it reminds me a lot of Haunted Mansion, where all the little details that you have to notice. So, yeah, I'm probably around that same time.
Derek, it is your turn.
Oh, boy.
What would you wait? Return of the wait.
With the coming of Toy Story Land, what would you wait to ride? This is going to be for both of the new rides. What are you willing to wait to ride the two new rides?
Combined?
No. Individually. You have to...
Oh, so this is a two alien, questions in one.
Yes. Alien saucers.
Alien encounter?
Yes, whatever.
Alien swirling saucers.
Luigi's
slinky,
wild...
Slinky dog dash. Luigi's. Wrong coast. okay. Slinky dog dash. Now, I don't know much about these yet.
I don't either, but it looks like an extended version of... Barnstormer.
The Barnstormer.
Honestly, is what it looks like to me.
I'm going to wait.
Have you guys... It's a pretty long ride, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it takes up a lot of the land.
Because mm-hmm. it's new, and because I think I would like some time just to kind of take in the surroundings, for Slinky Dog, I'm probably going to wait. I'd wait 45 minutes. No, 50 minutes. That's right. I'd wait 50 minutes to ride Slinky Dog Coaster.
And this will be based on when we go in July. So
yeah. I'm not going to wait that, but I'm saying I would if I had no other option. Because we have a fast pass.
Right.
So I would wait 50 minutes for Slinky Dog. And for the Swirling Saucers, I'd wait 30 minutes for the Swirling Saucers just because it's new. I know it's similar to Mater's Junkyard Jamboree out in California Adventure, which I have ridden, and it was quite fun. But I'd wait 30 minutes.
I would say, if we're basing this on when we go in July, I'd wait an hour for each just to say we rode it. And, you know, because it's just opening up, it is something new, and I would not want to go and not ride it. Now,
it'd be kind of a wasted trip.
Yeah, I know Flight of Passage is totally different because it is crazy how long you'd wait for that. But this, I don't foresee it as long of a wait. I'd wait an hour for sure. again, just to say, hey, we've already ridden that, and it's awesome, or it's good, or whatever, you know.
And I don't see either of them being like a, hey, I want to ride that again and again and again.
Right.
Whereas Flight of Passage, I mean, it's an awe-inspiring experience.
It'll always have a long wait, yeah. I think, just because of the way the ride is. And then, and again, we're talking about queues. I mean, that's a serious queue to go through at Flight of Passage. So, I imagine that's something to think about, guys. I wonder what the queues could be like for Slinky Dog.
So, an hour for each. What about you, Derek?
I'm probably, what were you at?
An hour 50? For Slinky, a 50 for Slinky Dog and a 30 for Aliens.
Yeah, for, I'm sorry. For that adventure, I probably wouldn't go over 40, 45 if that. But for Slinky Dog, I would. All right, Derek?
I'm going to, Slinky Dog, I would wait 45. If it's the kind of ride I'm thinking it's going to be, which is, like I just said, an extended Barnstormer,
mm-hmm.
I enjoy that ride, but they're generally not worth the wait.
But if we're looking at July, though, just to say you went and you rode, you still thinking 45?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I may have to let it die down a few years.
And how about those alien swirling saucers?
Swirling saucers?
Saucers.
I would wait 30 minutes. They're enjoyable rides, both of them, but they're just, I don't think they're exciting enough for what I'm looking for. And especially after doing Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror earlier.
Right.
So we've stayed in the studios today.
Yeah.
Just realized that.
Yeah.
And we haven't even talked about
food. Wow. What's wrong with us?
We don't even stay that long.
Well, I'm going to switch it over to food, Derek.
Excellent.
What would you wait for a free dinner at Victoria and Albert's chef's table? Like the 12 course meal or whatever.
You're going to be so mad at me.
How long? What would you wait for a free meal at Victoria and Albert's chef's table?
Chef's table.
Like, is this like one meal of those competitions where you have to keep your hand on the vehicle?
Not, well, no.
Until.
It's not.
So you have to keep your hand on the chef's table?
It's kind of like the question that I asked with the bungalows.
Yeah, but this, when I envision this Victoria and Albert's, you have to keep your hand on the chef's
table. Well, sure. How long would you be willing to keep your hand on the chef's table to get it for free? Craig, what would you wait? And it can be for you and another.
Chef's table.
Free meal for two. So normally that would cost what, Derek? For two people?
It's probably three bills.
Over $300.
Yeah.
Yes. Well over $300 once I think you factor in gratuities. Craig, what would you wait?
I'm waiting.
So now it's not just a matter of saving time. It's a matter of saving money.
I'm waiting. So where am I waiting?
Where? That's a good point.
You're hanging out anywhere in the Grand Floridian.
I told you, you've got your hand on the chef's table.
Yeah, you have to sit there in the restaurant.
It's like those old car vehicles.
With your hand on the table.
I'm contest. An hour per bill, so I'm saving 3 hours.
3 hours. That's it.
All
that's right. Kind of sad.
3 hours for a free meal.
Dustin's going to freak out when table. I tell him how long I'm willing to wait for this.
I'm excited to hear this. Derek, what would you wait?
I would wait 6 days.
What? 6 days? Oh, no. Oh. For one meal?
That's not
for
worth.
For one free meal.
No, I wouldn't wait 6 days.
No, it's been said.
No.
Write it down, Craig.
6 days.
Mark it on the stone tablet.
6 days.
No. I would wait.
Derek, you wouldn't make it 6 days.
No,
you'd
I
be
wouldn't.
Starving.
So how long would what would you wait?
I would wait 1 day.
One whole day.
I would give it a whole day.
That's a lot to give up.
So between 3 hours and a day, what are you doing, Dotson?
I would wait.
As the Emperor begins.
I would wait 6 hours.
Oh, this is Superman.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
I'm going to wait 6 hours. I'm going to go somewhere between the two of you. 6 hours for the free chef's table meal. So I think a good wide variety there between the three of us.
Okay. Here's a good one for boys, and this is very realistic. How long would you wait after park closing on a bus?
For what?
In line?
To get back to your hotel. Because we've all been there. We've all freaked out and like, I'm going to go to the ferry or I'm going to go to the tram and get somewhere else. And how long are you willing to stand there in line and wait for a bus?
Before I give up on the bus?
Before you give up on a bus and go do something else.
Like, what else are you going to do?
Like an Uber or
that's
something?
That's what I'm saying. Go get on the ferry or go.
Yeah, but that's not going to take you back to your resort.
But I'm the type, I don't like to wait, so I like go get on something else.
Get an Uber or
just to get moving.
You could take the ferry. Are you going to take the ferry to the TTC and then back and then get back in line?
I guess so.
That'd be good.
Get somebody's car.
Just so you're not having the.
Derek, what would you wait on a bus?
But you could take the tram over to Epcot and then catch the bus over there. I mean, see what I'm saying? I mean, how long are you willing to wait on a bus? And we're at Magic Kingdom, by the way.
At the end of night.
At the end of night.
Well, again, it depends on a few more things, I think.
Like what?
Resort. That matters.
Why does that matter?
Because bus frequency at some resorts is a little better than...
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter frequency or anything. How long would you wait for a bus?
Again, it's not a simple answer.
It is.
I'll go ahead and answer.
I'll tell you what I have waited. How about that?
There you go. That's good.
I have waited 45 minutes for a pop bus before.
Ugh. Wow. That's probably about normal. Yeah. I wouldn't say that's crazy.
I mean, if you're leaving in the mass of everybody, mm-hmm. I would say that's a pretty average wait time, but it's not something I would typically do. I'm not gonna get out of the line for the bus to go ride a boat.
Right.
And then it gets you nowhere. I mean, honestly, for me, I guess I'd wait as long as it took. I don't know. I mean, I don't think they'd leave me. I'm thinking realistically. I don't think they're going to leave me there for hours on end.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, at the end of the night, I'm going to take my time, go through the Emporium.
Yeah, I guess I try to do what I can to avoid that rush to the bus. I try to go either before the fireworks or way after the fireworks, something like that.
But again, you're not answering this question.
Okay, well, I would wait an hour and a half.
Because we're here to help. So, I mean, what you're saying and just kind of going along the lines of what I was hoping you'd say.
I've waited close to 45 minutes.
I usually try to wait.
So, he just said he doesn't want us to answer this question.
I'm just trying to get information.
I don't think he gets the game.
I like to wait. And how long would I wait? I guess my answer would be I'm waiting for the kiss goodnight before I probably leave. And then there's no wait at the buses.
So, okay.
But you see what I'm saying?
We're
giving people information on how to do things. And
I see it.
That's what I'm saying. How long would you wait?
It's an ingenious question.
Thank you. There's a lot of underlying tones to it.
A lot of hidden political messages.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if political, but...
Oh, it's political. Derek, you've got the final question of the episode.
Okay. Let's get away from the rides. Okay. Since we had some disgruntled feedback throwing out, was it me that threw out Country Bear?
Yes, hater.
I can't even remember what show it was. If Country Bear had broken down early in the day,
okay,
and it was fixing to come back up, how long would you wait to see Country Bear if you knew it was coming up soon?
In other words, they just said, hey, it's almost fixed, and we're starting line right now.
How long? Yeah,
and you okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Go for it.
I'm going to say 10 minutes at max. Because
Then you're not a true fan.
I am a true fan, but you can come back anytime and get right back in there and not stand in line long. Really?
Okay. Let me change the...
So if you had one opportunity to see...
Let me change the presumptions of the question.
Okay.
It's your last day...
It's not my bus question. There's more to it.
It's your last day in Magic Kingdom. Last day of your trip.
Okay. I haven't gone to Magic... Magic Bear.
You have not seen Country Bear this trip.
Uh-huh.
And it is a must-do. Does that change your answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that does. If they're about to open it and all I can do is sit there and wait, I'm saying 30 minutes.
That's amazing to me. Sorry.
I mean, if that's the only chance I'm going to get for that trip and it's a must-do, I'm saying 30 minutes... because I'm not getting another chance. And I like the show. I mean, it's worth it to me to wait 30 minutes.
I'm going to say the exact same thing. I'm going to say 30 minutes. I love Country Bear Jamboree, But part of the reason I do love it is because you can just walk right into the next show. And that's part of its appeal. So, 30 minutes. And I think that's pushing it, honestly.
I'm going to go 20 minutes. I would, if it were a must do for me, mm-hmm. which it never will be.
I never seen
I would ever. Wait 20 minutes but to see it.
You would miss Tennessee Burr.
That's the only one you ever bring up.
That's
Big Al. I love Big Al.
Blood on the ground.
Look, now we've got two artists.
He's trying to steal my thunder.
Oh, sorry, Craig. I know all the big record labels are contacting you.
Who told you?
I'll chill out then.
All right. So that was my...
What?
I didn't even ask a food question this time.
That is strange. What would you wait again?
What would you wait?
If you had Ohana.
Return
six
of the
days
wait.
In a row.
I would wait. I couldn't even get out of the restaurant. Because the bread pudding, I would... Oh,
that's what we could do one night on our trip when Matthew's not there. Is go to the bar and get the bread pudding.
Yes. Sorry, Matthew.
Sorry, Matthew. We're going to do that without you.
You people are terrible. Terrible. Well, it's been another... I enjoy What Would You Wait? I think it's a fun segment, in my opinion. That means you guys probably
hate
it.
We need to
get
more outlandish with our scenarios.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will, Derek. So...
Again, we can ask our listeners, please let us know something else you'd like to talk about as far as What Would You Wait? Yep. Some ideas on those topics.
The return of the wait. Next time it may be What Would You Wait? The wait strikes back.
Or the wait is over.
Perfect.
Oh, my head's going to hurt, isn't it?
Speaking of head hurting, it's time for a segment we like to call...
Grinning. Yes.
Oh, man.
Guys, I really need to warm up my vocal cords before I do that anymore.
Gentlemen, I believe it is my turn to ask the question. Is that right?
It is.
This is perfect.
Great music.
Chariots on fire.
Speaking of the chariots of fire, this is good. This is giving me an idea. If you had to run a 100-yard dash, no, let's say the 100-meter sprint anywhere on Disney property, where would you run that 100 meters? And I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to run the 100-meter sprint down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom toward the castle.
I can see you running around with that music playing in the background.
Exactly. In slow motion. Now, you can actually run in the Magic Kingdom if you run the Walt Disney World half marathon or full marathon. I think there's some other races that they have there too, but I know for sure those two. But yes, if I was going to run a 100-meter sprint, I would run a race you guys down Main Street.
In my mind, though, you're looking like Clark Griswold running through the parking lot.
That's probably about what it is.
Oh, Clark?
Craig, what about you?
I am going to run on another similar street like that, except on Sunset Boulevard.
In Hollywood Studios.
In Hollywood Studios.
Toward
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Toward what?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh, so you're going to go head down... Toward like Tower
towards
Terror,
that way, yes,
and then take a left toward Rock and Roll.
Yeah,
Coaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that? Just because?
It's a street. I mean, it's actually a street. It makes me think of running down a street.
Running in the streets. Did I say you had to pick a street?
What?
Thinking, you did not.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't have to be a street.
Okay.
So, Derek.
Okay.
Where would you run?
That
100-meter sprint.
100-meter sprint. I'm gonna be in the beach club area.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
And I'm going to run from beach club. I'm not sure exactly how far 100 meters would be.
Yeah.
From the beach club. But I'm going to go from beach club area to Ample Hills. And I'm running to Ample Hills.
I like it. I think that's longer than probably 100 meters.
It is, but I could cross the bridge. And
yeah, there you go.
Whatever.
So you're running with a goal to get something. We're just, Craig and I are just running for scenery. I like it.
Now Derek's music is starting.
Oh no, we better get out of here before a fight breaks out in the graveyard here. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening in. Let us know where you would run a 100 meter race. No, it's a random question. Let us know, what would you wait for what we put out there? We always enjoy listener feedback. Derek, Craig, anything else for the listeners before we depart?
Again, just
everly
grateful for the listeners. And we're very thankful for everybody that's sharing and twittering.
And caring.
Sharing is caring. That's right.
And if anybody happens to be good friends with The Rock, if you tell him, you know, to answer our
put in Instagram, a good word for us.
Maybe if we threw Bob Baffert's name back out to The Rock. Hey, Rock, this is Bob Baffert. No?
Maybe.
Subpoena.
I'm just throwing in it.
Thank you, listeners, for your support. As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
I'm looking at Goldfinger right now.
I love gold!
What's wrong with you?